The Eucharistic Congress and Trianon. Of all nations, the most affected by World War I was Hungary. However, the leaders of Hungary were against joining the war. After losing the war, Hungary lost more than two-thirds of its territory, leaving more than a million of Hungarian ethnicity beyond the country's borders. It is important to note that Hungary, by the historic Hungarus understanding, considered all ethnicities living on the territory of the state as citizens of the kingdom, not just the ethnic Hungarians, but other nationalities as well. It is important to mention about the old Hungary that nationalistic waves prevailed and simmered in Europe from the end of the 18th century, which resulted in the two world wars. It was tragic for the Hungarian nation
when the northern regions of Felvidék and Kárpátalja were attached to
then Czechoslovakia, Transylvania,
and Partium to Romania, Banság, and southern region Délvidék to
southern region to the Kingdom of Serbia and Croatia,
western Örvidék region
to Austria. In 1920, a new tender was announced to best describe the states and future of the new country. Mrs. Elemér Popvári, a lady from a noble family from Felvidék, was the one whose poem was selected as National Confession, or Confession, as it was published, as an illustration as well, original title Hungarian Credo. I myself remember seeing this version
in a farmhouse
in Rimóc,
and between the two wars we used to make this prayer in the schools.
I believe in one God, in one nation, in one eternal truth, in Hungary's resurrection. Amen. References to Hungary as a nation and ethnicity go beyond the Trianon Peace Treaty. Earlier, from the 18th century, we had a pronounced depiction of the homeland and nation, for example, from the Bach era or areas with other ethnicities culture as well. Some examples are from Békés, where the Slovakian thought ethnic people
dominated cultural life.
They painted walls in national colors. There are various illustrations of this scenario. Slovakian girls copied Hungarian girls with coloring
and wearing their hair like the Hungarians.
In Nógrád County, as we can observe it in the collections of the Museum of Ethnography, that the newly settled Slovakian ethnicity was best recognized
by the national traditional dresses of women.
Slovaks in Vanyards on March 6, 1957, even after the crushing of the revolution during a wedding ceremony, held two flags, the Hungarian and Slovakian colors together, marching through the village celebrating. The portrayal of patriotism was visible in depicting Hungarian symbols, such as in the 1920s and 1930s, Saint Stephen, Hungarian saints, Virgin Mary as a patron of Hungary, and
other sacred images became part of everyday life,
serving our belief. The hope and belief that the country can unite again, thus the country can again win back its original meaning as a home. The fate of the nation was such that both nationalities and physical parts of the country were pulled away from one another, and they became compartmentalized and eventually reduced to 93,000 square kilometers in its current form. The home, however, is not a physical or political entity or a result of great powers' decision, but the home of Saint Stephen, which became our homeland and a spiritual entity. The years of the 1920s and 1930s led to the time when the Eucharistic World Congress was held in 1938 in Hungary. It was a sort of recognition of the credibility and Christian resilience of the Hungarian nation. It is notable that the Congress was ongoing at the beginning of the summer, then in the fall,
the first decision was born in Vienna, the Vienna decision,
in November. The country started to look like a nation again. First, the southern part of Felvidék, then Kárpátalja, was re-annexed to Hungary. It happened during nationalistic times when nations turned against one another and all changes in territories led to armed conflicts. Today, we believe that we can have the entire area within the Carpathian Basin connected or move closer to each other with the weapon of love in the spirit of the Eucharistic Conference to create a nation. We hope that on the centennial of the Trianon Treaty, we, the Hungarian nation, wearing a Christian coat of arms, can again host a Eucharistic Congress and, with the grace of the Virgin Mary, it can represent itself as a Christian nation.